We believe the results announced do not reflect the will of the people. We believe the election was fraudulent. We are trying to investigate and to understand what happened and to try to prove that. It seems unfathomable that in 2017, when I was not known by anybody in the country, we got 7% of the electorate. And after, you know, 6 years, we got less than 2%. All of the polling prior to the elections, real polls, fake polls, opposition polls, our polls, showed us in a very strong third place. And so the results, you know, make no sense to us. And again, we're trying to investigate.
Do you plan to challenge the first round process?
So we are investigating, and we'll only challenge if we think we have enough proof. We don't, you know, file frivolous lawsuits, don't want to come across as sore losers. But we are investigating, and if we believe we have enough facts, we'll challenge. If we don't, we will continue the process more, again, for posterity, to make sure we understand what happened so that we can avoid the sort of fraud that happened this time in the future.
You have met with both President Weah and former Vice President Boakai. Who do you plan on supporting in the runoff?
Yeah, what I find interesting, James, is that both the President of the Republic and the former Vice President of the former ruling party both asked for meetings and actually came to my residence soliciting my support in the second round. You know, typically 1%ers, 2%ers don't get that kind of attention. But they have both come to visit with me. They have made a pitch for why we should support them. But we set up a process for making that decision. That decision will be based on our change agenda, which of these institutions we believe is committed to fundamentally changing our country.
I asked you on this same program, Mr. Cummings, almost a year ago about why the opposition would not field a single candidate for the first round. And I think you said that would happen in a possible second round. Now, some people say, are you trying to cop out of supporting Boakai?
Well, James, there are some things that fundamentally changed between the time we had that discussion and where we are with regards to Vice President Boakai, his ticket, and some of the folks around him. But we cannot and we should not blindly give our support to anybody. Our support should be based on the interests of the Liberian people. And I make no apologies to anybody for engaging the two parties in the runoff around the issues we fought this election around, meaning judicial reform, meaning changing the economic environment so that businesses and the private sector can thrive, women empowerment, a national youth service program to engage our youth. These are substantial issues that we believe, if addressed, will begin to change and reduce the suffering of our people. And so, yes, opposition, current ruling party or former ruling party, we want to have discussions around these issues, and we want them to publicly commit to the Liberian people that they will address these issues.
So, Mr. Cummings, when do you think you will or your party will complete the assessment? And when do you think a possible endorsement or non-endorsement of either President George Weah or former Vice President Joseph Boakai would come?
Early next week. My hope is that by Monday or Tuesday next week, we'll make a decision. It's not helpful to drag this on for an extended period of time for our endorsement or non-endorsement, as you say, to be relevant. It has to happen in a timely fashion. So we're going to work towards sometime early next week to make that announcement. Monday, Tuesday, worst case, Wednesday, we want to make a decision.
I read in the local media some of the conditions that your party listed that should be met before you endorse either President George Weah or former Vice President Boakai. These include the establishment of a war crimes court, but I did not see, maybe I missed it, the issue of corruption, something that I think you talked about frequently during the first round.
Yeah, so corruption is for us implied in judicial reform. It's implied in the rule of law, which we mentioned in that document. So yes, corruption is key, is critical. And we also mentioned in that document people disclosing the assets, asset disclosure before taking office. So yes, corruption is covered, perhaps not explicitly, but it's certainly implied in the conditions we laid out for deciding which direction to go.
Mr. Cummings, thank you so much. A pleasure always to speak with you.
Thank you, James. My pleasure as well. And we'll continue to have conversations going forward, I hope.